The GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
GAA Vegas Falcher, good Clarella, done come and look last game and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comick, as always with you on a Wednesday night. And what a busy program we got lined up for you tonight. Of course, football championship action coming thick and fast now. A bumper weekend with the last of the Ulster semi finals. Of course, Donegal taking on Down in Clonus in that one. And well, I suppose after last weekend's surprise victory by Fermanagh over Monaghan, quite a lot of people looking forward to this game with quite a lot of interest, and maybe Donegal not the raving hot favourites that most people are thinking about. But it's a busy weekend of qualifier action as well. Donegal or Derry and Tyrone both in action. We'll be talking to John Lynch and to Michael McMullen later in the programme about those. We'll also be joined by Peter Campbell of the Donegal Democrat to look ahead to Donegal's clash with Down in that Ulster semi-final in Clonus. But first of all tonight, it's with hurling we start, in actual fact, because Donegal and Tyrone both are in hurling action at the weekend in the Nicky Rackard Hurling Championship. And Donegal, with already with two victories under their belt, they head to Owen Beg on Saturday afternoon to take on Monaghan. And well, with the latest from the Donegal camp, and delighted to see him joined by the Donegal manager, Mickey McCann. Mickey, good night to you, and tell me, all set for another big test on Saturday?
All set, Tom, for another big test on Saturday. Now, I suppose it was a long stint off over from the league to championship. You know, there was a 9 weeks break, and we're straight into Tyrone then. But first two games went well, and stuff test now on Sunday, Tom. You're in the knockout stage, so if you beat the season over, so it starts from here, you know.
And tell me, in terms of you've had two big wins over Tyrone and Leitrim, and really haven't been really road tested at all.
Suppose. We thought we went into the Tyrone game, we thought it was a bit tighter, you know, and you just don't know what Tyrone team's turning up, and they're always a dangerous opponent. But listen, we haven't been tested in the last 10 or 15 minutes where game has been tight and 2 or 3 points in it. So listen, it's going to test our steel on Saturday if it goes down to the wire, and our boys react on a tight game. You know?
A big win over Leitrim last time out, and then what, a 3 week break? You probably even broke your momentum a little, has it?
Well, we went away to Sligo for Tyrone again, and between Tom and a couple of tight sessions down there and a wee bit of bun, you know, and no, we got through it all right. We had a couple of boys carrying wee knocks, and they've recovered now, and listen, we're ready for Saturday now.
And tell me, when you mention knocks and bruises, how are you on the injury front?
Well, we have two boys definitely out. There's Niall Cleary and Ronan McDermott's gone with a broken hand now, who's a very big loss for us. Tom did a lot of work in around the middle sector and turning the ball over and getting on the scoreboard as well. So he's a massive loss for us. He really set the tempo against Tyrone, you know. So we'll have to try to get somebody to fill that spot.
And Niall hadn't been making the team, but had been coming on and, well, had been making an impact on introductions.
I suppose Niall played most of the league, you know, and he's been on and out, and it's a tough line to get on. It's one of the lines we haven't got settled all seasons, the half-back line, and Niall was pushing hard coming up to it, you know, and he got 20 minutes against Tyrone and a half against Leitrim and done okay. So it's a setback for him because he was really on our minds too, so hard luck for Niall, but listen, if we get through, the two boys hopefully available for the final.
Yeah, and of course I know Lee Henderson has been your top scorer for a number of seasons. He missed your opening two games, though he did come on for a few minutes against Leitrim and got a run out.
Yeah, Lee was carrying a foot injury, you know, and I suppose we could have chanced him maybe in the first couple of games, but we didn't want to risk him, and we got him on for 20 minutes against Leitrim, and he scored a couple of points and came through it alright and has trained well since. So Lee has put himself in the mix again now, and he's available for selection, you know.
Yeah, an option obviously for Ronan McDermott.
One of the options, we have a lot of options up front at the moment. You have Kevin Campbell pushing Lee and the McDermott, you know, for them last couple of spots, and it's a headache for me. But listen, we'll have to make a decision tomorrow night, and we're not sure yet who's going to get that spot.
And talk to me about Monaghan. I suppose they've been kind of, well, Donegal's, you know, shall we say, bogey team for a number of seasons.
They have, and they always have been hard to beat, even my playing days, Tom. You know, we've never walked away from them, and I felt we usually have a stronger team than them. But listen, they're a very strong spine of a team, and they work very hard for one another, and they're a very good free taker, where we're going to have to be very disciplined in the tackle. And listen, they have a couple of exiles in there too, and a Waterford man, Cork man up front, so they're going to bring a tough test to our defence, you know.
And you did watch them last week against Louth, was it, yeah?
I watched them last week, and Louth, in fairness, played very, very well, and were 3 points up way a few minutes to go, but and that Monaghan never die attitude, you know, they kept at it and got a draw out of the game, and they just don't know when they're beat, so they're going to be a tough test.
Yeah, and in terms of the squad, you know, Ronan McDermott, obviously, and Niall Cleary out, everybody else okay?
Everybody else, yeah, grand up for selection, and going well, and all fit and training's been going very good, so listen, we're in good enough shape.
And of course the prize is a big one, because not only is it an All-Ireland semi-final, but it's also a big day out in Croke Park. And I know Donegal probably getting used to that, you've been there quite a few times, but still it's good to get up there.
It's a big plus, you know, and adds a lot of pressure to a semi-final when there's a bonus of Croke Park, you know, after for a final. And as I said, we were just talking, Monaghan's one of the teams down through the years between the Mickey Rackard that's never made Croke Park, and you know, when they've always been in semi-finals, they're going to have a mad push to get up the road to Croke Park, and we know what's coming ahead, and the same boat for us. There's boys in our panel that has never been on the gate of Croke Park, so listen, it's a big positive for both teams to push and try to get up there.
But having played in Division 2B, you're a division above them, and you know, given the form that you've shown in your two games so far, there has to be an element of confidence, or certainly a belief that you can make it.
Yeah, I suppose after all them big results, we brought the boys back down to earth, you know, and you know, them down in Armagh and Derry matches are long forgotten now, and you will be based on how we do against Monaghan on Saturday, and that's the way our season will be based. You know, we're in the championship, and we're probably favourites this Nicky Rackard, where in Division 2B we're underdogs and maybe caught a couple of teams in the hop. And but it's all about Saturday now. You know, we've our boys grounded down, and that they know that the task's ahead, and if we match them for work rate and intensity, you know, we could come out of the game with victory.
And of course, in the absence of Lee Henderson, Declan Coulter has taken on the mantle of ace free taker, and himself and Davin Flynn, obviously, you mentioned two of the exiles that's in the side. They certainly have made a big impact.
Big impact, you know. I suppose Declan stepped into the role of free taker against Tyrone and done very well, and then Declan was out injured against Leitrim, and I think Davin, you know, only missed one against Leitrim, so we're blessed when it comes to free takers, you know, and them two boys add a lot to our attack, and I suppose Monaghan will be paying special attention to both of them, you know, but as they do, we have other boys that can step up and put the ball in the net or over the bar, so we have a very lively forward lane.
So happy enough with preparations?
Happy enough preparations. Very happy with the coach Gabriel O'Kane in there. You know, and it adds a lot to us this year, and has worked at teams in Division 2A, you know, and up that higher level. And he's brought the boys on well now. And just watching them train, stand back last night, their touch and their eye in, and they seem to be in a good place.
So one more session, is it?
One more session tomorrow night. It's a very light time, and then it'll be Owen Beggs next stop. So I'm looking forward to that, you know, and hopefully the next time I'm talking to you, we'll be talking about the final, hopefully.
That's great, and the best of luck on Saturday, Mickey, to you and the team, and hopefully we'll be heading to Croke Park on around 3:30, 4:00 on Saturday afternoon, or 2:30, 3:00 on Saturday afternoon. That's Mickey McCann there, manager of the Donegal hurling team, who are playing Monaghan in that Nicky Rackard semi-final on Saturday. Tyrone, of course, are also in Nicky Rackard Cup action. They are playing Warwickshire in Dowdall's Hill in Louth on Saturday as well. So what about a Northwest final? Certainly it would be. Tyrone will probably go into that game as the underdog. Warwickshire have a big reputation. They have a good tradition in hurling going back many, many years, believe it or not. So they probably will be favourites for that. But I know Matty McLennan or Matty Lennon will be anxious to take Tyrone back to Croke Park as well, and maybe a clash with Donegal. Fingers crossed. But that's the Nicky Rackard Cup semi-finals. Tyrone versus Warwickshire in Dowdall's Hill, and Donegal versus Monaghan in Owen Beg. You're listening to the GAA programme with me, Tom Comick, and before we joined by Peter Campbell of the Donegal Dimmock, first of all, Cogardia Histo, Winter, Nadunov, first of all, on the running of a very successful Comórtas Pellandegil at the weekend, and also Cogardus, the Nairn, Shosher, Pell, Mon, I guess, Fair, they're all Ireland champions following their wins at the weekend. Because Cogardus, Freshen, though, Naman, or Lanina. They are also all Ireland champions again, once again at senior level. So a good weekend all round for Donegal clubs, and especially the ladies clubs. Also, congratulations to Milford ladies as well. They're the new All Ireland Intermediate Comórtas Pellandegil champions as well. So certainly Donegal ladies doing particularly well. A clean sweep of All Ireland titles, and of course. Commiserations to Niamh Columba and to Glenties, and indeed to Fanad Gales, who Downings beat in that junior final. But a fantastic run competition. The weather was brilliant. I was down on Monday. I watched the semi-finals on with television on Sunday evening, and it certainly looked fantastic as well. So big congratulations to everybody involved there. As I said, you were listening to the GAA programme here with me, Tom Comack, on a Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And well, it's a bumper weekend of Gaelic football between Ulster semi-final. The last of the Ulster semi-finals, Donegal versus Down, and of course you have two semi-finals in Leinster as well. Carlow, the big surprise packet of the year, they take on Laois in Croke Park, and of course Dublin, the reigning All-Ireland champions, who are going for a 13th Ulster or Leinster final appearance. They host Longford, so those two games are in Croke Park as well. But it's two the Donegal versus Down Ulster semi-final. We turn our attention next, and Peter Campbell of the Donegal Democrat. Peter, first of all, delighted you could join us, and well, looking forward to Sunday. And I suppose the result between Monaghan, or Fermanagh's victory over Monaghan on Sunday, might give Donegal manager Declan Bonner a few sleepless nights.
Well, I'm not sure if it'll give him sleepless nights, but it'll certainly give him a fair warning that, you know, nothing's certain in championship. But I think he knew that already. You know, he's been through the mill at championship level as a player and as a manager before. So, you know, you can always, I suppose, everybody expected Monaghan to win last week, but any team can have an off day, and Fermanagh were up for that final. They had their plan in place, and then Monaghan just failed to break it on the day. I know Fermanagh were probably a little bit lucky at the end to get that goal, but they probably should have been further ahead at half time. They had frustrated Monaghan completely in the first half, and for much of the second half they did the same. But you know, it just shows you what can happen, and Donegal better be prepared for an onslaught on Sunday as well.
Yeah, because Down people are kind of writing off Down, and Donegal are carrying the favourites tag, and it's not one that maybe Donegal carry all that well at times, or not many teams really do carry it that well.
The no team that probably wants to be raging hot favourites. I think maybe up to 1-4 in the bookies, which, you know, would suggest that Down don't really have a chance, and that, you know, for a team that of their pedigree, championship pedigree especially, and like they were Ulster finalists last year, they probably haven't done well in the National League in the last couple of years, but they still have a lot of good footballers, the likes of Kilcoo, and their club teams are among the best in Ulster, probably more prominent than even Donegal club teams have been over the last, you know, 10, 15 years. They've always been there, and they've always produced good footballers. It probably has been a matter of getting a team together for them over the last number of years. They haven't performed that well. Donegal have a reasonably good record against them. I think that the only defeat came back in 2010. I think it's the last time that Donegal lost a game in Balbuffet in the championship match. But, you know, going back over a long period, Donegal have the upper hand on Down.
Yeah, and Down are in Division 3, of course. Donegal were relegated as well. What do you make of Donegal so far in the two championship games?
Well, they their style of play obviously has changed completely from, you know, what we experienced in the previous 6-7 years. There's a probably they're relying more on scoring more than the opposition rather than defending, and in a way probably that was forced on them, because they have the talent, the best talent they have at the moment are forward players, and you know, to use them to the best of their ability, I think Declan Bonner has given them their head, and they have notched up big scores. towards the end of the league, their big failing was maybe not seeing out matches in the last 15 minutes. They didn't actually score that much in the last 15 minutes of any of the league games, and that probably was the reason they were relegated, the main reason, because they probably didn't deserve to be relegated. They weren't probably the second worst team in Division 1. But, you know, they are. That's where they are. They're in Division 2. But there are two games to date. You'd have to be impressed with it, with the way their forwards have combined. They put together some great patches of football. But then, you know, we always talked afterwards about the matter that they conceded so much in both those games as well. But I don't think they were in trouble in either game.
Is it a case they conceded so much is that they are weak at the back, or is it a case that they actually had those games were such uncomfortable and well in control that they kind of did, you know, slacken off a little in the last 10, 15 minutes?
Well, I don't think they were in control of the games, all right, but there would be a worry that they conceded a lot of frees, especially against Derry, and there were a lot of chances that both Derry and Cavan had that they didn't take, and you would feel a more competent team, if they had taken their chances, they certainly would have put it up to Donegal in those two games. But, you know, you have to say so far so good for them.
Are Down better than Derry or Cavan?
I would say they are. And, you know, they have a game under their belts, a win under their belts, and that's going to give them a bit of confidence as well. And, you know, based on their championship form of last year, they would be, I would say, a good bit ahead of both Cavan and Derry.
Yeah. I'm tempted not even to ask you about team news, because unless you were up at three somewhere around out around Convoy or somewhere, I don't think you would know much, because there's certainly not an awful lot coming out. But any injury worries?
Well, you know, the injury worry that I would have would probably centre around Neil McGee. Like, he went off the last time with seemed to be a lower back injury. Now, if he were missing, that would be a big loss to Donegal. Declan has said that he's back training and everything is fine, and we would hope so, because Down have a big full forward who came on the scene last year, Conair Harrison, and he gave Drew Wiley probably the most torrid game that Drew has ever had with Monaghan, and got the better of him, and probably was the main reason why Down beat Monaghan last year in the semi-final. So, you know, we would need somebody of the stature of Neil McGee, the physical stature, to deal with that threat alone. But, you know, Down have others. Caelan Mooney was very, very good last year. He would probably make any championship team in the country. Donal O'Hare, a very, very good free taker. You know, they have talent, you know. They always had talent. Whether they're good enough as all round 15 to match Donegal, you know, I would think that Donegal probably have the better all round players. You know, even the last day we were able to bring on Oran McNeillis, Cian Mulligan, Darrow Boyle, three Gidore men that would make most teams. Like, I'm impressed that Darrow Boyle maybe has a he's putting himself in the frame, you know, for a starting place. Cian Mulligan certainly put his hand up, and, you know, I'd be surprised if Oran McNeillis maybe doesn't start on Sunday. So, you know, to have three players of that calibre sitting on the bench the last day, you know, it's good, and it'd be probably good to see the like of Martin Michael Henney back and ready for action, because he used to always be a very good impact sub for Donegal over the years.
The AA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Roger Ashkirji and Clare with me, Tom Comack, as usual on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. Pressing along, because we've got two men to talk to in the last 7 or 8 minutes of the programme. First of all, I'm joined by John Lynch. John, Tyrone back in action this weekend in the first round qualifier. It's not the route Tyrone wanted to take in, but how has that shock defeat against Monaghan gone down, and what's the mood like?
How's it going, Tom? I keep talking about the expectations we have here in Tyrone, and Tom, it's a seriously disappointing result for us, but at the end of the day, I suppose, you know, we didn't deserve to win the match, and that's the way it turned out. We weren't good enough on the day to beat them. You know, we weren't up to standard when Monaghan put it at us. You know, it was obvious that we had the homework done on us, and every part of the game we tried to go for them. They just, you know, were able to put negative thoughts in their heads, and we ended up losing it. So that's the way it was, Tom. We're disappointed, but anyway, there's still a chance to come back. But unfortunately, you know, if you want to move on this, and the backdoor system has changed now with the way that, you know, it's an open draw, and we've got Meath. And Meath's not an easy task at the minute, Tom. Obviously, their confidence is down too. But, you know, the defeat that they had against Longford, they're not in high spirits either. But, you know, a Meath team with a beating like that, Tom, is going to be very hard for us to beat, I think.
And tell me, I know Sean Cabinet's causing a bit of a stir. Could that maybe stabilise things, or maybe could it, unite the squad behind Mickey Hart? Because I know that there's a fair bit of criticism coming from.
None more so than myself, Tom. Really, I think it was completely, you know, if he wants to give out about something like that, he should wait. You know that to me was a very, very selfish move that he made.
Were you surprised at it?
Terribly surprised, Tom, because I don't know there's any other. I'm not sure if any other county pub actually come out and done that. So close to being retired, and plus the fact, Tom, his brother's still playing football for Tyrone. You know, so he's put his brother in a bad situation where he's criticising Mickey, and you know, blood's thicker than water, and he's got Sean or Collins down there. I just don't know where he's coming from. To be honest with you, Tom, there's criticism obviously in Tyrone about it. None more so than myself. I thought he was totally out of order what he'd done, but look.
Tell me, Saturday evening, you've got a few injuries, going to be short a few players.
Yeah, Tom, that's the problem with us. The injuries are stacking up really at the minute. You know, he's pulled young lad from Dromore there, young forward. But at the end of the day, Tom, you know, people always talk about the rebuilding that Mickey was doing and the strength that they have in their subs. Unfortunately, in my opinion, against Mayo, there was one forward sitting on the bench, Tom, and that was Ronan O'Neill, and Ronan O'Neill was unfortunately taken off, but the ball didn't come into him, Tom. So, you know, where do we get our scores from? You know, say, you know, Peter Hart's gone, Bradley's gone, Brennan's gone. You know, the threats that we had, Tom, against Monaghan, for instance.
Can they go to me and get a result?
We can get a result, Tom. Like, at the end of the day, I think, I was really hoping to get a Mayo match, Tom, to see how good we are. You know, this is the next best thing, in my opinion. You know, apart from Kildare, maybe, anything else out there was obviously Ulster teams, but anything else out there, Tom, was a tough test for us. And I think we need a tough test. Look, yes, we're under strength, but we need a tough test, Tom, to see what's about. You know, there's no point in throwing people... saving money for a long summer if we can't go to Meath and beat Meath, Tom, we don't deserve to go any further, and that's the way it is.
John, unfortunately we have to leave it, and we're joined up by Michael McMullen. Michael, first of all, what's the mood like in Derry? And I know, I suppose the under-20s victory over Donegal last weekend probably has lifted the mood somewhat.
Definitely has. It was a shock, Tom, to be honest, but I wasn't at it. I was covering a Camogie game, but the reports were that Callum Brown and Oisín McQuillan were very impressive at midfield for Derry, and you know, Derry pulled out a 1.1, which was huge. But again, coming from losing to Donegal and Ulster, a game that they were huge underdogs in, but now they're in the back door. They've Kildare this Saturday, and it's a chance to get back on the horse again.
And talk to me about the seniors. Can they bounce back as well?
I feel well. Kildare will be hurting after being beaten by Carlow. But the only thing is, Derry haven't beaten Kildare since 2006. Mark Lynch is the only survivor. Barry Gillis, the current goalkeeper coach, was goalkeeper that day. So there's not that many links still there. The last two occasions, Tom, Kildare beat Derry in 2010 and 2011. So Kildare have got a wee bit of form there. But they've never been to Owen Beg before.
Yeah, the game's moved to Owen Beg.
Yeah, I feel it's a big plus for Derry. And hopefully Derry can get a big crowd of people out to try and make it into some sort of a cauldron, you know, and try and create that environment where you know, if Derry get off to a good start, that they can push on and win.
And team-wise, any changes to the squad? Any changes to the team expected?
Well, it looks like Brendan Rodgers has gone. I was talking to him briefly at the hurling game last weekend, and he just wasn't moving freely. He didn't look like a man who's going to be playing championship football anytime soon. So it looks as if they're going to have to plan without him, which is a huge loss, because big Flynn, Daniel Flynn at full forward for Kildare, would be perfect for him. A big, strong man that Rodgers would love to get stuck into. So from that point of view, it is a loss. I would imagine that they'll drop Chrissy McCaig back in and to pick him up. So Benny Hearn, I would say, is out. He had no chance of playing against Donegal, and the extra couple of weeks might have given Terence O'Brien from Loop a bit of a chance to get back into the reckoning. So that's probably the only personnel changes that I would envisage, Tom, this weekend.
So is there a mood, do you feel, in the squad and in the county maybe to get back on the bike?
I think there definitely is. You know, I think the majority of people, myself included, probably expected Donegal to win the last day, but Derry missed serious chances during the game. But there was also the feeling as well that, you know, Donegal could always push on a gear. But this time, it's home, it's Kildare, it's a chance to get a run in this championship. And traditionally, Derry have always won the first round of the qualifiers. So, a tough game, yes, but a game that, you know, I think Derry can win.
Michael, thanks a million. The clock has beaten us. My thanks to Michael McMullen, to John Lynch before that, Peter Campbell of the Donegal Democrat before that, and Mickey McCann, the Donegal hurling manager, from Jimmy Stafford on sound, from me, Tom Comick, Cugin Hawkland Jogan, Slán agus Bannock.